Welcome, bathroom brainiacs, trivia enthusiasts, and curious minds, to the podcast that turns your restroom rendezvous into a brain-boosting experience. Get ready to take a break from the mundane and turn those bathroom moments into an epic trivia showdown. I'm your host, Matthew Livingstone, and this is Bathroom Break Trivia, the podcast where knowledge meets porcelain. Let's take a leak and listen. This is episode number 7. Today's episode is Ghostbusters. Who are you gonna call? Today's episode is an honor that Ghostbusters Frozen Empire was just released in theaters on Thursday, so let's dive right in. Question number 1. What university did Peter Venkman and Ray Stantz work for? Question number 2. What is the name of the primary weapon the Ghostbusters use to weaken and then eventually trap ghosts? Question number 3. What is the name of the car? Question number 4. What is the name of the receptionist that works for the Ghostbusters? Question number 5. What is the name of the creature that Gozer takes the form of at the end of the movie? Question number 6. Who does Walter Peck, played by William Atherton, work for? Question number 7. Who plays Lewis Tully? Question number 8. Who performed the Ghostbusters theme song? Question number 9. What year did Ghostbusters get released? And question number 10. What two people wrote the screenplay for the Ghostbusters? All right, now that you've had a chance to think about it, let's go over the answers. So, question number 1. What university did Peter Venkman and Ray Stantz work for? And that is Columbia University. Question number 2. What is the name of the primary weapon the Ghostbusters use to weaken and eventually trap ghosts? And that is the Proton Pack. Question number 3. What is the name of the car? And they call it the Ecto-1. Question number 4. What is the name of the receptionist that works for the Ghostbusters? And that is Janine Melnitz, played by Annie Potts. Question number 5. What is the name of the creature that Gozer takes the form of at the end of the movie? And that is the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man. Question number 6. Who does Walter Peck, played by William Atherton, work for? And he works for the EPA, or the Environmental Protection Agency. Question number 7. Who plays Lewis Tully? And that is Rick Moranis. Question number 8. Who performed the theme song to the Ghostbusters? And that was Ray Parker Jr. I ain't afraid of no ghosts. Question number 9. What year did the Ghostbusters get released? And that was 1984. To be more specific, it was released in June. And question number 10. What two people wrote the screenplay for the Ghostbusters? And that was Dan Aykroyd and Harold Ramis, who played Ray Stantz and Egon Spengler, respectively. The hint to next week's episode is, we're going to take a trip to the Gamma Quadrant, and we're going to visit Captain Sisko and Major Kira. And that's it for today's episode of Bathroom Break Trivia. How did you do? Don't forget, please leave me a review on your podcatcher of choice. If you wish to donate to the project, earn yourself a shout-out, have me write a game for you, or if you'd like to come on the podcast, go check me out at Patreon, patreon.com/bathroombreaktrivia. If you have any suggestions, comments, or want to tell me how you did, please feel free to reach out to me at bathroombreaktrivia@gmail.com, or feel free to join the Facebook group Bathroom Break Trivia. Just search Bathroom Break Trivia, send a request to join, and I'll let you right in. The music you hear on the podcast is Sunshine Whistle by Top Flow and Funky by Grand Project. Both songs come from Pixabay, royalty-free music. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Bathroom Break Trivia, the podcast where knowledge meets porcelain. And until next week, this is your host, Matthew Livingstone, signing off.